Support for KNKX comes from the Great Washington Shakeout. What would you do if the ground shook in the grocery store aisle, at home, or at work? Join the largest statewide earthquake drill on October 18th. Sign up to drop cover and hold on. Get prepared and learn why you should be 2 weeks ready. Register at shakeout.org/Washington.
It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold.
That's right. We're well into autumn now, and it's been pretty sunny, but I know I've seen some autumn leaves around. Still, some people are already obsessing about the winter. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, who tells me he's been getting lots of questions and emails from people who want to know, what is the coming winter going to be like? Will it be an El Nino or not? Will there be snow for skiers? So that's our topic for today. Cliff, what can you tell us about the long-term forecast at this point?
Well, first, I can tell you that our skill is not as good as we'd like. You know, we haven't improved our skill on forecasting weeks to months in a long time. But I can tell you what we do know. Our number one tool for predicting the weather, you know, months ahead for this coming winter is the correlation between El Nino and La Nina and the weather over the Pacific Northwest. Let me give you a little bit of El Nino 101. Everything is dependent upon the temperature of the tropical Pacific. So in the Pacific Ocean, the temperatures vary substantially. Sometimes they're warmer than normal in the tropical Pacific, and those are El Nino situations. And sometimes they're cooler than normal, and that's La Nina. So what we do is we go back and forth between El Nino and La Nina with neutral in between. You can think of this as like a big bathtub. The Pacific is a big bathtub with the water sloshing back and forth.
So what is the official Weather Service forecast for the coming winter?
Well, using this El Nino business and everything else that they have, the National Weather Service is forecasting a warmer than normal winter and a little bit drier than normal winter. That's the official forecast for this entire season from November to February.
And El Nino.
They are going El Nino, and El Nino is probably the most important tool the Weather Service is using.
So how accurate or inaccurate is this prediction tool?
Well, the problem here is that there is a correlation between the water sloshing back and forth and the weather in our region, but it's not a perfect one. Basically, when we have the water sloshing to the east, when we have an El Nino, then there's certain characteristics of the weather here during the wintertime. First, we tend to be warmer than normal. So the temperatures would be greater than they typically are for this time of the year. Also, the jet stream tends to split during El Nino years. Some goes into Alaska and some goes down into California. So California tends to be wet. But what happens is that splitting tends to weaken the storms. So during El Nino years, and particularly moderate to strong El Nino years, we tend to have weaker storms. We don't tend to get the really big wind storms like the Inauguration Day storm or the Columbus Day storm or the Hanukkah Eve storm. Another problem is that, of course, we're warmer, we tend to get less snow. So less snow here in Seattle, but importantly, less snow in the mountains. So El Nino years have less snowpack. It's not as good for skiing, and it's not as good for water resources. So these are some of the connections we see between a typical El Nino year and the weather in the Northwest. It explains maybe 30% of the variability. We call it the variance in the business. So there's a lot of uncertainty with the forecast. But if you think about the climate and weather being some dice, they're weighted a bit. So it's being warmer than normal and less snowpack than normal because it's an El Nino year.
But how weighted? I mean, would you go out and buy a ski pass right now?
Well, you know, I normally don't, but this is probably a year I might not do that.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.